الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. So yesterday we covered a ayah that was recited in the third rakah, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a glad tiding, a khushkhabri, good news, and addresses us in a very sweet way. And what was beautiful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to those that have sinned as His servants. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. This isn't those people who are obedient. These aren't the people who have been engaged in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These aren't the people who have done all the goodness. But these are the people who have been reckless, who have sinned, who have made mistakes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to those people as يَا عِبَادِ, all my servants, do not those that have, and then goes الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, those who have recklessly, who have been reckless with themselves, that do not be despondent about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins. And carrying on with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the 19th rakat, Qari Sahib recited a ayah, which we hear many a times. The ayah is in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to us, and it says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. That those people who call on to their Lord Allah, رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ, and those are the believers, the worshippers, and those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, those people who call, who have made their agreement as their Rabb is Allah. And what do? Then they are steadfast on it. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, they are steadfast. They have istiqama. Mufassirin have explained that istiqama can be, istiqamat is that they are obedient, they are firm in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they stay away from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is istiqama. The other one is istiqama is that a person who after having declared Allah as their Rabb, and then they are firm in their conviction with Allah, and they fulfill the rights of this kalima. They fulfill the rights of their being connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Rabb. So they fulfill all the rights and they're firm in this conviction in their fulfilling the rights of this. Then, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلَ عَلَيْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Then the angels will descend upon them. Mufassirin have explained when is this. One of the opinions is, and the majority of the opinion, ulama, Mufassirin say, it is at the time of his death, when he needs them most, because he will be targeted by shaitan till the last moment. So he needs the support and he needs the support and strength from those around him. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send the malaika to descend upon him and to give him help and hope. And what we hope will say, Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu. Do not fear. Do not be grieved. Do not be worried. In some of us it is say to the effect of, they come, the malaika come with the khushkhabri, glad tidings, open the vision, the view of Jannah in front of him. And then it removes all of the difficulty, anxiety, parishani, that he may go through at the time of his death. Imagine that the person all his life he has said, Rabbun Allah. My conviction is Allah is my Rabb. Then he stays steadfast in it. Obedient, makes his ibadat. So now, in connection with the previous ayah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله, the mercy of Allah is with you, turn to Him, and then what it is, once we have connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, istiqamat, steadfastness, make worry and concern of how I can be firm in my conviction to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until my final moment. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, then he says, then what will happen? The malaika will come. Then one, some of us also say, at the time of death, one. At the time of his qabr, in his qabr, they will come and support him too. And on the day of Hashr, they will be three times. So malaika will not only descend at the time of his death, but also in the other two times as well. تَتَنَزَّلَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ. What will they do? They will not only descend and take away his worries, concerns, anxieties, but they will also give him the glad tidings of Jannah. And then, وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ, for which you have been promised. They will give him a view of Jannah. It will take away all of his concerns and he will be content. That's why like the elders say, that when you have come into this world, we have come crying. But we want to leave this world that those around us are crying, but we are laughing. Because we have seen the Bashara of Jannah, we have the angels coming to welcome us, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then goes on to, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءَكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. The ayats, inshallah, Imam Sahib can explain in future tafasir, tafsir lessons, that they have been friends in this life, and they will be the friends in the akhirat as well. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will explain the beautiful, that for them will be whatever they wish for in the akhirat. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. They will have whatever they want, whatever goodness, happiness, whatever pleases them, Allah will fulfill that please and desire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost give me the tawfiq to understand the Quran, and then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the love of the Quran, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala